From the field, to the track, to the court, here's WBTM Sports.
In sports, it was a tough weekend for both GW basketball teams as the boys lost a couple of games to Bassett and Carlisle. The boys took a loss to Bassett 66-64 on Friday, then lost to Carlisle 49-37 on Saturday. Eagle boys are now 8-6 overall and 4-3 in district play. The GW girls lost to Bassett 35-29 Friday night and then lost to Carlisle 49-37 on Saturday. The Eagle girls are 6-8 overall and are 5-2 in district play. The Tunstall boys continued their winning ways in dominant fashion against Martinsville 69-38. Trojans are now 14-1 overall and are 6-1 in the Piedmont District. Moving over to the Dogwood District, the Chatham girls continued to stay hot as they powered past Alta Vista 48-26. The Chatham girls are now 12-2 overall and 5-0 in district play. Tierra Fitzgerald and Trinity Brooks led the Cavs with 12 points each. The Chatham boys, though, lost to Alta Vista 84-57. Cavalier boys are now 3-9 overall and just 1-4 in district play. The Dan River boys lost a heartbreaker to William Campbell 48-47. Tyler Martin hit the game-winning free throw for William Campbell with 2 seconds to play. Trayvon Brooks led the Wildcats with 12. The Gretna girls won 54-51 over Nelson County to improve to 11-4 overall. They are now 3-2 in district play. In NFL playoff action, the Buffalo Bills survived a scare from the Miami Dolphins as they won 34-31 on Sunday. Dan River alum Tremaine Edmonds helped lead the way with 5 tackles and 4 pass breakups. The Bills will play the Bengals in the divisional round on Sunday after the Bengals defeated the Ravens last night 24-17. With sports, I'm Ryan Stone.